Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mindfulness Meditation, Intimate Conversations with the Buddha by Thich Nhat Hanh Hien, presents mindfulness not as a technique to master, but as a living relationship with awareness, compassion, and the reality of suffering and joy. Drawing on his lifelong role as a Zen teacher, peace activist, and interpreter of early Buddhist teachings for modern readers, the author frames meditation as something practical and tender, a way to meet each moment with steadiness and care. The book invites readers to approach the Buddha as a source of guidance rather than distant history, using simple contemplations and clear explanations to connect everyday experiences with core Buddhist insights. With a tone that emphasizes kindness over striving, it explores how breathing, walking, listening, and ethical living can become gateways to insight. Readers can expect an accessible path that integrates heart and mind, encouraging a gentle discipline that supports inner freedom, healthier relationships, and a more grounded presence in daily life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mindfulness as a personal dialogue, rather than a ritual. A central theme is the idea that meditation can feel like an intimate conversation with awakening itself. Instead of presenting Buddhism as abstract doctrine, the book encourages readers to relate to the Buddha as a teacher whose insights can be tested in lived experience. This approach shifts mindfulness from a performance to a relationship. You bring your questions, confusion, and suffering, and you learn to respond with attention and compassion. The value of this framing is practical. Many people struggle with meditation because they believe they must stop thoughts, achieve calm, or replicate a perfect spiritual mood. By emphasizing conversation and inquiry, the practice becomes more forgiving and more sustainable. The reader is guided toward a friendly curiosity: what is happening in my body right now, in my emotions, in my perceptions? What is the most skillful next step? In this way, mindfulness becomes a method for wise self-care and ethical clarity. The book also implies that intimacy grows through consistency. Short, repeated moments of awareness, such as returning to the breath, become the language of the dialogue. Over time, this builds trust in the practice and reduces the sense of separation between meditation and the rest of life. Secondly, breath and bodybuilding stability through simple practices. The book highlights foundational mindfulness methods that start with the body, especially breathing, as a reliable anchor in changing circumstances. Rather than treating breath awareness as a narrow concentration drill, it is presented as an embodied way to come home to the present. When attention settles on breathing, the body becomes a supportive environment where agitation can soften and clarity can emerge. This matters for readers who feel overwhelmed, chronically stressed, or emotionally reactive. The body offers immediate feedback. Tightness, restlessness, fatigue, or ease can be observed without judgment. Through this observation, the reader learns to interrupt autopilot patterns and respond more skillfully. The author also connects bodily presence to daily activities, suggesting that walking, sitting, eating, and even routine tasks can be used to cultivate steady attention. The broader message is that mindfulness is portable. You do not need special conditions to practice, you need the willingness to pause and notice. By returning again and again to breath and posture, practitioners develop stability that can hold difficult feelings without suppressing them. This stability supports insight, because a calm, attentive mind can see causes and conditions more clearly. Over time, the breath becomes both refuge and teacher, showing impermanence and the possibility of peace in ordinary moments. Thirdly, meeting suffering with compassion and clear seeing. Another important topic is how mindfulness transforms the relationship to suffering. The book frames suffering not as a personal failure, but as a human reality that can be understood and eased. Through mindful attention, difficult emotions are not pushed away or indulged, they are recognized, named, and held with care. This approach is especially relevant for readers dealing with anxiety, anger, grief, or a persistent sense of dissatisfaction. The practice described encourages a gentle courage, turning toward pain long enough to learn from it, while also protecting oneself from overwhelm through grounding in breath and body. This balance makes compassion actionable. Compassion begins with oneself, because self-judgment often intensifies suffering and fuels unhelpful behaviors. As self-compassion grows, it naturally extends outward, improving how one listens and responds to others. The book also points toward insight, the ability to see how suffering is shaped by habits, perceptions, and clinging. When these patterns become visible, new choices become possible. Instead of reacting automatically, the reader learns to pause, recognize triggers, and choose responses aligned with understanding and kindness. In this way, mindfulness becomes both comfort and wisdom. It offers a path that does not deny hardship, but also does not let hardship define the whole experience of being alive. Fourthly, interbeing connection, ethics, and the web of life. The book emphasizes a Buddhist view of interconnectedness often associated with Thich Nhat Hanh, commonly described as interbeing. mindfulness is presented not only as inward attention, but as a way to perceive how personal well-being depends on relationships, society, and the natural world. This topic broadens meditation beyond stress reduction into an ethical and relational practice. When a person sees connection more clearly, everyday choices become meaningful: how we speak, how we consume, how we treat others, and how we care for the planet. The reader is invited to notice that anger, fear, and loneliness often arise from feeling separate, and that mindful awareness can reveal shared humanity. This can soften blame and support reconciliation. The book also suggests that true freedom includes responsibility. Mindfulness helps us recognize the consequences of actions, which supports more ethical living without moral rigidity. Instead of following rules out of guilt, the reader is encouraged to act from understanding. This perspective can benefit those who feel spiritually isolated or who want their meditation practice to align with social compassion. Interbeing also offers comfort even in difficulty. One can sense support for many conditions that make life possible, such as ancestors, community, and nature. Seeing this web clearly can deepen gratitude and stabilize the heart. Lastly, integrating mindfulness into daily life and relationships. A recurring focus is the integration of mindfulness into ordinary life, especially in communication and relationships. The book positions practice as something that should show up when it matters most during conflict, in moments of hurriedness, and in the subtle ways we disconnect from ourselves and others. Mindfulness becomes a training in presence, which directly affects how we speak and listen. When attention is steady, we can notice the impulse to interrupt, defend, or withdraw. That awareness creates a small space in which a wiser response can arise. The author encourages a style of living that supports practice, such as creating small rituals of pausing, returning to breath before speaking, and recognizing emotions before acting on them. This is helpful for readers who feel they have no time for meditation, because it reframes time as attention rather than hours on a cushion. Relationships are treated as a field of practice where compassion becomes concrete. Mindful listening can reduce misunderstandings, and mindful speech can prevent harm. The book also suggests that inner peace and outer peace reinforce each other. When we care for our own mind, we are less likely to spread distress. The practical takeaway is that mindfulness is most powerful when it becomes a way of being, shaping habits, choices, and interactions throughout the day. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want mindfulness to feel humane, spiritually grounded, and workable in everyday life. It can serve beginners who need a gentle entry into Buddhist meditation, as well as experienced practitioners who want to reconnect with the heart of practice and refresh their motivation. People who feel anxious, overextended, or emotionally reactive can benefit from its emphasis on breath, body awareness, and compassionate self-understanding. The larger benefit is a shift from managing life to meeting life. You learn to pause, see what is happening, and respond with more steadiness and kindness. Over time, that can improve mental health, deepen relationships, and clarify values, because mindfulness is linked to ethics and connection rather than self-improvement alone. Compared with many modern mindfulness books that focus narrowly on productivity or symptom relief, this work stands out for combining practical exercises with a clear Buddhist perspective and a warm, relational tone. It offers a sense of guidance that feels like companionship rather than instruction. For buyers choosing among similar titles, the distinctive value is its integration of meditation, compassion, and interconnectedness into a single path that supports both inner peace and responsible living. If you would like to support Thich Nhat Hanh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.